I think the funner shirt you have on, the sadder you are. I think whenever you
we go back to the button up is like we're home.
Yes, yeah. feel like you're kind of you're like ready to go back to work now. You're like, all right, I'm gonna clean up. I'm ready to be. Yeah, you shaved a little bit. You're like, all right, we can do this. Here we go, collared shirt. No more fun. I don't deserve a fun shirt. I don't get it yet.
Fun shirt, Kenyon. It's we tried it on, it didn't fit. Tried it on, it didn't fit, dude. But so this is how I'm doing. The other day, 6:40 a.m., I walk into CVS.
Uh-huh.
And the first thing the person at the door, the greeter, says to me is, "No liquor, no beer." This is a whole store full of medicine, food. So many varieties.
They just pegged you immediately.
He looked at me immediately. It was just like, this kid's here for one reason. No, two reasons. It's either liquor or beer. I know. Because it wasn't like he's an early riser. He was like, this kid hasn't slept. Yeah. And he's here to kill demons early. Yeah. He woke up early to kill demons.
What a way to wake up to somebody being like, you're trash.
Well, there was no waking up. It was a continuous. I was awake the entire
night. I
was
going to say, yeah, you did text me at 6 a.m. about the podcast, and I was like, he didn't go to sleep. Nobody texts about a podcast.
Yeah, I'm not waking up at 6 a.m. No one's waking up early to be like, the podcast, yeah. You know? That's so, yeah. And the worst part is I was there to buy liquor and beer. I was like, that was.
God damn it.
But I didn't appreciate being profiled as a degenerate. Like, that doesn't.
I like your response of you just turn and be like, hey. All right.
Yeah. No, there was a real moment of like, in my head, I'm like, fuck you. And I'm like, fine, I will pace around the store for 20 minutes like a lunatic, waiting, probably one of the darkest moments of my entire life, but literally just looking at the phone like, I can't wait till it's 7 a.m. so I can buy beer. And then the guy comes over like so, like I brought other shit just so that I'm like, I'm also here for soup.
Of
you
course.
Know?
Yeah,
just
yeah.
So that is it just.
Yeah, yeah, soup. That's a great. Yeah, that really levels the playing field.
Yeah. like Cheez-Its soup, it's just some cheap ass beer. He just
there
like
you go.
He just, but it was funny just looking over his like when I had to do the ID check on the beer, and he just looked at me like, yeah, I knew it. Yeah, I knew it.
Yeah, I knew it.
Yeah,
I
knew you try to look at you don't. Just embrace your destiny.
Spot on. Yeah. You know how long I've been working at CVS, yeah,
I mean,
brother.
It was. Literally, he was just like, no liquor, no beer, no beer. Like, he could just do a test. He could do a blind test and determine who.
Just by smells.
I'm sure it wasn't great.
Well, I had a classic white man positive experience with the police the other night.
Okay. And in a series of those in the Nick Cartwright's life.
Yeah. So, okay. I go do this open mic. Which I saw you were 14th on the list and you weren't there. And I was like, this mother, there's no way he's showing up. And then
Wait, which one was that?
Three Dead.
Oh, I didn't go up.
No, you didn't. Because I texted you. I was like, are you sure you're going to come? And you're like, yeah, man, I'm coming. And I was like, damn. I sent the text to you. I was like, damn. And then you're like, actually, I'm pretty tired. I'm not going to go. And I was like, yes! Yeah. Because I was like,
you were
30th.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, ugh.
You just went up to 14.
I bought a beer. The worst feeling is when you buy a beer or two at an open mic and then don't go up. You're like, well, I just suck. I just went
yeah.
there. I drank and then I left. Like, that's,
yeah.
You're a loser.
You're just absentee dadding your dream.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So I went, did the spot. It was fine. I get on the train to go home. The train at Belmont closes the doors but then won't move for like 25 minutes.
That's lose your god. They have you trapped in there.
Yeah, exactly.
That, like, that feels like this is like a horror movie.
Normally when the train won't go, like, at least the doors are open.
Yeah,
being
I can
like,
leave.
Hey, if you want to go, you can go. But doors close, so I'm just kind of like, all right, this sucks. And I don't know if you've been on a train recently. They've gone, I mean, it's Mad Max in there now, dude.
What do you mean?
Every single car, it doesn't matter what car you're in. Every single car, someone's smoking, someone's yelling, someone's dying.
I mean,
lunacy,
it's
bro.
Maybe it's just where I'm in hanging out. Mike's been pretty chill recently, but
maybe it's the time because I always go kind of at night. I need to go at night, but it's just wild.
I mean,
man.
The things you again. That's what living in a city. Your self esteem is always high because you feel bad about yourself. Then you get on the train, you're like, oh, I'm not.
I'm not living on this.
Yeah,
thing.
Yeah. I might be in a rough place. You like cancel a therapy appointment. You'll be like, I don't even need to.
No, I was on the train today. I'm good.
Yeah, yeah. I'll just go to the train. I'll go hang out on the train.
So this lady, she hopped in from a different car, which is already like, I'm on high alert. Yeah. She sits, there's a whole train car. There's like three people in there total. So it's not like it's packed.
Right.
She sits like right in front of me, like facing me, and just lights up a cigarette and starts like, not blowing it in my face, but kind of just blowing it across the train car, like into me.
That's a little, it's very aggressive.
So I was like, I'm she's about to interrogate me about the three missing young girls. You know what I'm saying? It was that kind of thing. So that's I was just like, all right. So I just kind of moved one seat to my right.
No.
I just scooted one seat to my right.
And let me guess, it was a problem?
It was a problem.
Oh, no. That's the worst is when an unhinged person, you hear someone just like screaming or talking to themselves on the bus and you're just sitting there like, oh, don't notice anything. Don't notice it. I'm just listening to my podcast.
And
then the worst is when you know they're talking about, they're just like, this blue shirt motherfucker. And you're just like, no. Like, you're just like, get off, get off, get off, get off, get off. You're just like, next stop, you know?
She was just looking at me going like, is it bothering you? And I was like, no. And she's like, why'd you move then? Then she started getting loud. Why'd you move then? And I was like, I don't know.
Again, you're caught in an argument with an unhinged person. There is no winning. There is no move to be made. There is just escaping it.
Dude, and at this exact moment that it started getting scary and I didn't like it. The conductor came with like keys and opened the door. And I don't even know what she said. She said something about the train being broken. I didn't sprint, but I teleported. Yeah.
I'm out of there. You barrel jump out of that train.
As fast as I could. And then I just got onto a bus at Belmont. Yeah. It was going the right direction, but I was in the mood where I was like, any bus, dude, that she's not on. So I take two buses to get home. It's been an hour since the mic ended. Like, I'm just like,
brutal.
It was
hour
me,
in public man. Transportation.
It's so bad.
Weans your soul.
I get off the second bus. As it's driving away, I'm like, I just do my kind of normal pat down. No wallet. I don't have my wallet.
No.
I needed the wallet to get on the bus. So I was like, the wallet's on the bus. And I start full sprinting after the bus.
Right.
I haven't full sprinted, I think, since I was like 15 years old. Like full sprint, like since I was like getting into a game of tag. I don't know if you've done it. Full sprint feels like shit. I wouldn't recommend it.
I run all the time, believe it or not. I have some healthy habits.
Holy hell, man. Because I ran after it for like four or five blocks.
There's no more defeating feeling than running out. You're like, you feel like a little kid. You're like, stop, please. Mr. Stop.
I was yelling, stop, please. Fuck. I was yelling at the top of my lungs. Dude. Just running down Broadway, too. It wasn't like there was no people. People just like carrying groceries,
watching.
You
look like it's a romantic comedy. We're like, I gotta stop before she gets to the airport. I gotta tell her how I really feel. And you're like, no way.
No, it's actually $13. Yeah. But I'm still full sprinting after it. There's at one point it gets to a stoplight. Yeah, I go, this is it. This is where I catch it. I fucking empty the gas tank. I go, everything I've got. I'm fucking full sprinting. Everything I've got to this bus.
Did you literally yell everything I got?
I yelled, everything you've got. And it turns green, and it starts pulling away.
Yell everything you've got, and then chase a bus. This is the full cycle. Someone was unhinged on a bus and scared the fuck out of you, and then later that night, you scared the fuck out of several people on the street. Several people on the street are like telling the story, like, so anyway, I'm just walking. This kid almost runs into me, just pushes me down. He yells, "Everything I got!" I was terrified. I almost. At the bus, I don't know if the bus has everything he's got. I don't know.
It's a spirit. It's like a horror movie. It's just a spirit that got fucking sucked into me on the train.
It transfers. It totally transfers.
Bus pulls away. The light turns green. I don't catch it. I like throw my hands up and go, for fuck's sake, fuck. You know, I'm just cursing.
You channel your inner dad.
Yeah, for real. And then I look to my right and there's like a cop car that just pulled up in front of me, like from a cross street. And he was like, what's up? What's going on? And I was like, like about to barf, just like out of breath. And I was like, it's probably a waste. This is how I talk to a police officer. I was like, it's probably a waste of your fucking time, but I left my wallet.
Did you say waste of your fucking
time? Yeah, I said.
Oh, it's probably my God. That is so bold and confident.
Dude.
So different than the last interaction I had with you with the police where you were not that bold and confident.
No, absolutely not, dude. I was just so angry, bro.
Waste of your fucking time.
I was like, this is probably a waste of your fucking time. But I left my wallet on that bus. He didn't say another thing. He just zooms off after the bus. So I'm just standing there on this corner. And then there's like two other people that came up to me like, are you okay? And I was like, oh, yeah. I left my wallet on the bus. And they're like, oh, we thought you got robbed or like something bad.
Yeah, yeah. You look so, you're like, no, I'm just in a bad place.
No, I suck. And
So you go up to this cop, you go, probably waste your fucking time. He grabs your wallet. He's like, do you need me to pick up dry cleaning? Or
Dude,
I'm Uber Eats too. Like,
he caught up to the bus. He got my wallet off the bus. He drove back. He gave it to me. And I was like, dude, thank you so much. Like, there was cash in it, which there still was cash in it. And I kind of looked at the cash and looked at him, and he was like, no. Now, here's the thing is, they weren't white cops.
Okay.
They were Hispanic cops.
Okay.
Which I think is why they were cool. I think the white cop dude, I think he goes, man, that's a rough night. Or something like that.
They do some coy comment.
They're like, I got a better job to do defending the streets.
Yeah. Got street urchins to fight.
Yeah, man. But these guys were nice. They kind of fucked with me a little bit when they came back because they were like, bad news. We got it.
That's fun. Well, sometimes some stories are good.
That's what I was saying. I was like, there was a part of me that when I took the wallet, I almost wanted to be like, all right, guys, Blue Lives Matter. There you go.
That's not like that time we got pulled over in Indiana.
No.
And the car smelled like what you... I've never actually seen a police encounter handled this poorly. When he asked for your license and registration, and you couldn't find it. Nervous as fuck.
Yeah.
And then I just go, Nick, it's in your hand. And because you were so nervous that you didn't realize it was in your hand. And then he was just like, y'all shaking like tree branches. Which was like the most like Southern like true detective.
And there was no weed in there. That was the thing.
The car smelled like
weed. I knew it was gonna happen. I knew they were gonna search it.
Oh, for sure. I mean, there was no way that wasn't. You're gonna pull over to. And then also like we had like luggage in there. And I remember you told him that I paid you to drive.
Yeah, I don't know why.
I did do. I paid you to like drive me home. But it was funny that. That's going to make it so, like, why would he do that? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
obviously.
He's going to be like, oh, interesting. So you're taking a large trip.
You said he's your friend, but he's paying you to drive
it? Who is this guy? Fucking uncut gems looking kid in the car.
Yeah, and then he kept asking. He was like, your friend's really nervous.
So which I didn't say anything, so I was not.
Yeah, I know. But I was like, he's got anxiety, and you're the police.
No, because he came up to me. He's like, where do you live? I was like, Chicago. He's like, get out of the car. I was just like, all right. Just getting pat down at 9 a.m. in sweatpants. I was like, thanks, Nick. Because he had to smoke like a bowl in the car. It was like two. I was just like, there we go.
And you know what? Thankfully, nothing happened. They just kind of left my bowl and my grinder in the car. And we carried on our sweet way. I mean, it did ruin our day, which I think was their objective. They're like, let's just ruin.
Well, it was after you were so upset. I think they're like, we won. We defeated him.
Yeah.
They could either take you to jail, or they could just be rest with the knowledge of like we could have made this kid cry if we wanted to.
Yeah. Which is really all they want. They just want to.
It was just 9 a.m. He felt a little low, and he's like, I just want to know for a fact that I can make like two grown men cry if I needed to. You know?
Oh my god. Do you have any dad updates?
Dad updates.
I know. See, here's the problem with this podcast is like I think me and you both just go into long, deep, dark spirals of not talking to my dad whatsoever.
Like, I really do that quite. That's one of my favorite. I wouldn't call it a spiral. I would call it kind of a descent into a heaven.
In a sense.
Yeah. Like, but I don't talk to him for a long time. And then like today he sent me like a weird, like $35. He's like, you get a hotel room after one of your shows. And I was just like, where? where, dad, in 1955? Like, what were you talking about? And then it was
$35.
Yeah, and I was just like, also like, Dad, I'm doing shows in the city. I'm not gonna go stay at a hotel.
Yeah, well, I think he knows you're coming to North Carolina, right? Maybe.
Yeah, well, I think he's just like, they're late at night, and I was just like, you don't have to send me, just save it for your life. You know, don't have to send me money.
Good for you. Yeah.
And then
did you send it back or did you keep it?
It was like an Apple Pay, so I never accepted it.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Now a week ago for sure I would have.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I'm above it. I mean, it's like I'm just like, I'll take it. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying it was just that amount of money and the fact that he thought it was a hotel. I was just like, you could just keep.
Unless you want to double it, you know? Hotels are literally, I mean, I don't know. Maybe that's where he's staying. Maybe that's his.
Yeah, he's like, I know a $35.
Yeah, I got a guy.
Yeah, I got a guy. Oh, my new best friend lives in a $35 hotel. You're going to say you're better than Mr. Hollywood's better than a $35 hotel? You forgot your roots?
My dad actually just texted me for the first time in a while. He goes, do you need a manager? And I got kind of excited. I thought he had like a connection or something.
He was just genuinely curious.
And then I texted him back. I was like, well, you know, it would be cool to have a manager. I don't know about need, you know. An agent probably comes first. I don't know. But why? What's up? And he's like, oh, I'm unemployed again. And I was like, oh, you're doing a joke. Okay. That's no, fun. I don't need
a,
you.
It's a fun bit. I'm unemployed.
His company keeps like selling and then deciding to not sell and then selling again. So he's like,
I love that. That's also, your dad would only care about your comedy like as a joke.
Oh yeah.
The only way he would care about the thing you're doing like is a bit.
Cuz I texted him about the JFL thing. I was like, I was recommended for JFL, probably not going to get it, but pretty exciting. No response.
Yeah.
And then do you need a manager? Oh, I'm unemployed again.
He's just like, "Well, this is pretty hilarious. Let me you'd appreciate it cuz you're up for JFL. So you understand, you have a good sense of humor about these things."
He probably doesn't even know what JFL is.
Most people don't. It's very annoying. And you're like, it's a pretty big deal. They're like, okay, why don't I?
Well, I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
So it can't be that big of a deal.
Yeah, you're like, well, how come I know what Netflix is? You know? And they're like, I'm like, well, it's pretty big. Like, you know, it's like biggest comedy festival in the world. You're like, yo, how big is that? I didn't even know there were comedy festivals. That's a thing.
Like, it's in Canada. Why do we care?
Yeah, what, Montreal? Do they even speak English there?
Aren't they French?
Yeah,
what are you talking about?
This is weird. Look at this big festival in fucking New Zealand where you can make your career happen. You're like, what are you saying? What are you saying with your mouth right now? But yeah, it's another character who I don't think I've ever updated on the pod is Randy.
Oh yeah, this is a father figure.
For sure. And more of a father figure in that he's also kind of unhinged.
Yeah.
He's not fully, he's on my dad's side too, like which I think is funny.
It's your dad light, you know?
Just light my dad. Yeah, it's like a Bush light version of my dad.
Yeah.
So it's my grandfather's brother who I lived with for like 2 years in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
He's got like a sense of humor. He's like worked on like movies and stuff, but he drinks like a lot, like at night. Like this is how much he drinks. One time I came back on a Tuesday night, had to be like 10:30. And he's just in the kitchen, in his underwear. And he's just like, Canyon, I'm in my underwear. And this is a 7-year-old man. This is someone who's like been through all the, could give you advice
they get
on how to
weird,
live.
Old people get weird drunk too. Like, because they know that when you get drunk, you know, you start being honest. You're like, I'm going to die soon. They start wiling out. My grandparents, when they would get drunk, would just be wild.
Right. Well, it was something funny about, like, because my grandpa was such a very stoic, like, balanced dude. And it's funny to have his brother just be like, I'm in my underwear. You're like, how is that related to that? You're like, dude, what the fuck? And so, again, I'm like, it's like, I'm defeated. I had, like, a long day. I'm like, oh, cool. You keep having this, whatever crisis you're having, I'm going to go to my room. You know?
He has
a big tub of spaghetti. He's in his imagine a fat old person in their underwear holding a big tub and just that like cartoon thing, you know? And he has this big tub of spaghetti and like, it's one of those things where you see it happening and you know it's going to happen, but you hope it doesn't. And so I go to my room and then he just drops it on the floor and it shatters and he goes, oh no. So defeating,
but my like, spaghetti.
And I'm kind of like, I just gotta put my back. I've been up since 6. I went to work.
Yeah.
Like, I gotta just sit down for a second. And then, I close the door, and it's like just a minute or two of calm. And then he kicks the door down. In his underwear, he looked like a sumo wrestler. I mean, it looked like he was going to challenge me to a fight in the dojo or whatever. And then he literally just went, "You piece of shit, you're not even going to fucking help me. Clean up the spaghetti. You're fucking..." And dude, I literally was like a deer in headlights. I put up my hands like he was the police. Yeah, I remember I was just like, dude, and I slowly got up. I was like, "I will help you." And then he was just like, no, you fucking sit there. You fucking sit there. And then I was like, okay. Again, I'm a grown. I'm like 22 probably.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
He's like screaming. And then slams the door. And I just sit there in my little room as I hear him just shitting on me in the kitchen. Just being like, fucking retard. There's never been anyone as retarded in my life. Just cleaning up spaghetti that he drunkenly spilled.
Him.
Oh, it was clearly,
yeah.
Just so I could hear it. It wasn't, he wasn't like, oh, yeah, let me, this is just for me. You know, he wasn't talking to himself. It was a very directed message.
Now, to be fair to Randy in this story, I've been drunk, very drunk around you and been slightly cheerful. And the look on your face has also made me want to go like, fucking retard, you don't know anything, fuck you. Like, I've been very drunk around Kenny, be like, "Hey, we're doing good stuff, man, we're hanging out," and you're just like, "Where can I get more beer? This city sucks." Like, that's, and I feel
I'm
like
not
he
always
was-
always there.
No, but when you are, it could make me pretty upset. And I could see me drunk in my house, you know, alone, having a good time in my underwear, and then you come home and I go, "I'm in my underwear," and you're just like, "Yeah, whatever spiral you're going down." I'd be ready to kick some doors in, dude. I'd be.
I didn't say that. I just was like, I don't even remember. I don't even remember what I said.
Okay, you probably didn't say anything.
I just was like, how you would react to the lady on the trainer later. You're just like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you're just literally whatever I have to say to get out of this. But, and it was funny, the next day was, I just went to work so early because I was like, I don't want to bump into this man whatsoever.
Oh yeah, that's roommate dynamics now.
Right. Well, and then he just had an awkward text where it's like, "Got way too hammered last night," and I'm like, "Isn't this weird for you? You have gray hair, dude. Isn't this weird for you? You're retiring,
and you're apologizing
for getting hammered
to someone 50 years
younger. 50 literal half a century,
half a century
on me, and he's just like, "All right, listen, bro." Add one too many. I'll see you. You had about 11 too many. I mean, it was a level of drunk where it's like, you might Amy Whitehouse yourself and you're like 300 pounds. I mean, this is ridiculous.
I remember my grandpa got drunk at the lake house. It's like this tiny cottage that they would have parties at. And this isn't that wild of a thing, but it was just so funny how angry he got about it because he was like drinking whiskey all day. And then all of a sudden he was like, "I want a whiskey Gatorade. I want some Gatorade in this." And we're all like, "That's Grandpa, weird. That's no, that's gross. Yeah. No, you don't want Gatorade." And everyone was trying to explain to him why he didn't want that. And he got to a point where he was like, "God damn it. I want whiskey and Gatorade."
That just feels like an episode of like Duck Dynasty or some shit. That's just such a trashy thing to loudly
proclaim.
And
his wife, my grandma.
That's almost what I yelled when I walked into CVS the other day. He said, "No, look at no beer." And I was like, "God damn it, I want whiskey and I want Gatorade. Those are two things I want. No, look at no beer. Get the fuck out of here. This is America. I don't know where you think we are.
This
right
is morning in America. Yeah, yeah. This is how we start."
And a man drinks his Gatorade with whiskey like the forefathers intended.
Yeah, and he called his wife, my grandmother, his like nickname for her was Butch, which I always thought was weird. That's some weird 1950s
shit. That is very weird 1950s
shit. I never understood it.
Sometimes they just have words where you're like, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, but it is what it was. So he was like, "Butch, get me a whiskey Gatorade." And she's like, you know, she's an old-timey wife of this man. She's just, "Of course, get some whiskey Gatorade," and he's drinking it. And we all know it's gross. Yeah. It can't be good. There's no way.
It's quite literally impossible.
It's disgusting. And he just went, "Ah." Like, he was really enjoying it.
No, well, at least
we were like, "No, it's fucking gross, man." But he
committed to it.
He did.
Well, he probably at that point knew it was gross, but he's like, "I just had a meltdown and demanded that my wife." I can't be like, "Okay, you guys are right. I'm just 80 years old and insane."
I hope I have that sort of self-awareness to still be like, "You know what, guys, you're right. I'm wrong at like 75.
Yeah, you got to have it, but I think also when you're old, you're kind of like,
tough.
"What the fuck do you know?"
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is kind of, I mean,
not wrong.
It's not wrong.
Yeah.
But then you look at, you know, Sometimes yeah, old people shouldn't be in charge, though.
No.
We've run into some issues.
Very much. but
do you want to? Yeah. We're actually, I mean, we're on time to just wrap this thing up if you want to wrap it up. 24 minutes.
I mean, we're not going to wrap it up on this note.
Well, no, this is pretty bad.
But yeah, this yeah. This feels very anticlimactic.
We can't end on the Grandpa Gatorade story. We could. I mean, I don't want to rush Capuchin Monkey though.
We got time though. We could just be like 35.
Okay. Yeah. Or tell the Capuchin Monkey story. This is a tale of the lost ark, dude.
Absolutely. So I told it on a earlier episode. Around Christmas time, but basically, I was in North Carolina, 2020 in December. I was going over to visit my dad, and he said to come over because he had like a surprise, which was insane because he's never said that. And he himself is a surprise.
I would be worried.
I was worried.
If he said I've got a surprise, I'd be like, he's gonna be cleaning a gun in the.
Oh yeah, oh literally. I mean, well, here's the thing. He's always surprising me. I can't predict his next move. He is like a genius level. I don't want to say prankster because that's stupid, but like
that's a little cute.
Yeah, it's a little
just,
cute.
Just master of chaos.
Master of chaos. That's for sure. Like if he has like a video game name, it's master of chaos. What I would say that's what he is. And but I go with my brother to visit him. I walk in there, and there's a man in the corner. With a trunk and rainbow Crocs. And I go, who's that? He goes, he's a magician. I got him for your birthday. My birthday was several months ago. That's keynote number one.
Oh, because this is right after the stimulus check.
Which
we all burned in different ways. But your dad burned his stimulus check in, I think, the favorite way I've ever heard.
So, because I did immediately OD'd. Check... how much the magician cost afterwards on Eventbrite? It was like $600-$700, which is literally how much. So 100% just handed a stimmy check, which he desperately needed to a magician, which you got to almost be like, well, at least he believes in life.
Yeah.
He believes in magic. He believes in like a good time. But
can you imagine how thrilled the magician was, dude?
Oh, dude, during peak 2020, probably saved this man's life.
Right?
I mean,
he's like, COVID's happening. God, what am I going to do? Fucking Jesus.
And then one man's
my God,
like,
I got a gig salad notification. Yeah. Someone booked me? $600.
Living room. So, and he's just in the living room, and he's there. And then he's got, even also at one point when, this girl was supposed to come, but she didn't show up. I can't even focus on that. I can't even focus on whatever unhinged tale that is. Whoever you're fucking, I don't want to meet that demon. Whoever looks at that and goes, yes, truly, truly, that person needs to be in prison.
Your mom, dude, you're talking about your own mother.
No, my mom met him at like a high point, though.
What was that?
He was like a pretty cool, interesting like guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he was like very handsome and stuff. So it's like he could be like charismatic. So
and
it's
then
like,
he had kids.
Just absolutely lost his mind.
And lost his mind.
Well, he was always in his 20s, he took a random trip to Africa, which he did not plan.
Oh, okay.
With no luggage. So we just
God.
That'd be like if I left right now. If I left your apartment right now, I just went to Africa.
Dude, most airports don't let you do that because they're like, you're going to kill yourself on the plane or something.
You're like you're, well, this is pre-9/11. They're like, yeah, whatever. So he goes there, and then some people
he's just like, I'll find a toothbrush.
Some people he flew with were like, do you have any plans to stay with? And he's like, no. And they literally were like, you could stay. You're going to get, like, you can't just do that.
Yeah.
And they're like, you can stay with. So he stays with, like, this random family. So...
Was that his plan the whole time? Was just like, oh, I'll just tell
dude,
people
I,
on the
and
plan?
I tried to ask him about it, and he just gives some weird, he said some like weird cryptic thing about how he think, like read some Joseph Campbell quote about how Africa was like the center of the world, so he thought he'd get to the center of himself. Like, it made no sense. It made literally, I was like, I am more confused now. And
sounds like a white Instagram model view of the world, too.
He kind of does have that. I mean, but like, so anyway, back to the original unhinged point.
Oh my God!
So we're the magician. He's kind of wants to start. Right?
Yeah, showtime.
So we're in a living room in this weird house. My dad is another roommate who's joining us, who's a ridiculous alcoholic. Like, shameless level alcoholic.
And he was hired to be a social worker for your dad, correct?
No, he's just, he was a social worker.
Oh, he was a social worker.
This is just a different tragic tale in this house. So, my dad just randomly found a house that's weirdly, like this house of horrors, that of two roommates, one of which is a social worker, who lost his job due to his alcoholism. So, he was helping people. Was an actual therapist, who's like, could be a TV show. It's like a crazy plot. But whose alcoholism, I've literally never seen a person.
It's a dark TV show. It's on HBO.
Oh, it's a dark, you know? I mean, you watch it and you're like,
it's a drama.
Oh, for sure. And, so his name is Chris. Chris is hammered because, of course, it's 5 p.m. on like a Sunday. What are you doing? And so Chris goes, I need to smoke a cigarette. And he just opens again the living room, and then the front door is right there. He just opens the door and just starts smoking a cigarette and just blowing it out as we kind of sit there and watch. Which I just feel like is a very weird opening for a magic show. And then, you know, we sit down. And the magician starts. And the worst part is, dude, he's like a very good magician. Like, he's like a professional. Like, they're very, very awesome. Good tricks. Yeah. He's like murdering it. But it's like, what do you even say when a magician's like, with comedy, like, oh, you laugh.
Yeah.
But it's like, what do I say when a magician? And I want to give it up for him.
Right. Because
just three people in the living room. My dad kind of looks weirdly disinterested, even though he spent his net worth on it. And then Chris is hammered, literally almost falling asleep.
Yeah.
Just me and my brother. And I just want to be like, you're a wizard. You know? He would have killed you in the 1800s. Like, how the fuck did you do that?
It is a weird thing.
I believe
like,
in sorcery
react?
Now. Yeah, you know, yeah, like, yeah. And
besides
so,
going like, whoa, but even that's
I'm like, I genuinely don't understand. You did that, and in my head, I was like, cool. Yeah. You know, I was like, I'm not gonna. I don't know. I'm just like, what?
It's
teach
still
me
not
ways.
Good enough magic for you to forget that you're in a house with your dad.
Yeah, I'm in a living room with my dad watching a man almost as, and he's for once not the most unhinged person in the room. Like, this whole situation is. Ridiculous. And so that just happened. My dad is another roommate who's just a normal car salesman guy.
Yeah.
And he just comes downstairs. Again, it's like 2020 in December. He goes, what the fuck? You can't have all these people in here. What the fuck is going on? Like in the middle of COVID.
Yeah.
And then
dad
starts arguing with him. And he's like, I have a right constitutionally up to 10 people in this house. What the fuck do you know about freedom? Quite literally. All of the magicians trying to ask for my card. Like, quite literally trying to ask for my card in this poetic thing.
Is this your card?
Yeah, and I just want to be like, I've been dealt a hard one. So, clearly. And they're just having this full-blown argument that I've never seen. And I just felt bad because I'm like, this is the magician's, like, worst hell gig. Like, he's going to tell the story for the rest of his life.
Oh, absolutely. How often does your dad bring up the Constitution every day?
Dad brings up, like, a lot of points about freedom and... my dad really bring any sort of conversation you bring up, he'll just honestly go back to like a grander view about like the world. Like, it'll just be like, Dad, you owe me $35. He's like, yeah, well, Jeff Bezos doesn't have to pay any. But like, he'll just go, like, he brings up like this large political stance for like such a minute. It could be like, hand me a candy bar. He's like, well, I fucking hand it every, you know.
Quick thing, and then we'll go back to it. So, my mom's cousin is married to an absolutely insane person in Florida. Yeah. His name's Ray. He's absolutely insane. I was a senior in high school, and they were asking me about school. That's all they asked. They said, how's school? And I was like, I'm doing this class that you have to do in high school. It's called Modern Problems. And Ray looked at me and went, well, there is no modern problems now that Obama's president. And I was like, yo, what the fuck is wrong
with
you?
What's great about Ray, the Rays of the world, is like he's always ready to go.
He's ready. That's perfectly to describe
it's
him.
Like, it's like so high on the Fox News rage that anything you say.
Dude, his own wife walked into the house with headphones on. She had headphones on, so she's just listening to music. Blah, blah. She's putting away the grocery. She turns around. He's got a gun. He's like ready to go. And then she takes out her headphones and she's like, "What's up?" And he's like, "You didn't say hello when you opened the door." He thought. She was like a fucking someone stealing.
Well, again,
from her.
That's another thing about those people is they literally
they're
so,
ready to go.
They're so into guns that they fantasize about like murdering a person.
Oh yeah, they want it to happen so bad.
Every single.
Can you imagine if you spent $10,000 on like guns? You'd
you're
be
like I have. Please
somebody.
Please break into my house so I can live out this weird James Bond fantasy that I have.
Anyway, I just wanted to rant about that crazy person.
So you're relating. It wasn't unhinged. But so. Massive argument. And then basically the other roommate kind of just fucks off. He like admits defeat and he's like, whatever, I live in a hellhole.
Well, he's like, I'm drunk and I'm going to go to sleep.
Probably. No. That's Chris is downstairs literally asleep on the couch.
Oh, he's already passed out.
Yeah.
Car dealership guy.
Yeah, car. So he goes, he's done. And then for the final trick in this trunk, basically the magician reveals the entire time there was a live capuchin monkey. It was the most insane thing I've ever seen. Just now there's a monkey in the living room. It's a monkey in the living room. Oh, in a room full of, it's insane. Like we're watching all, I felt bad that like he almost felt bad for the monkey. Of like, this is full evolution.
I would definitely feel bad for the monkey.
Yeah.
there's no like a little, almost all of me would have been like, damn, dude.
Save that monkey. Yeah. Please, let's take the, I'm like, how do we get this monkey out? He's in a trunk. I don't trust the magician who's $600. He's just carrying
the
around.
The monkey doesn't even understand how many cages it's in. Like it's physically in one cage, but it's in so many more cages.
Yeah. Now, Chris at this point does wake up. And he goes, he's just like, oh no, one of those little bastards attacked me in Costa Rica. They're not to be fucking trusted. I promised myself I would never be around Ellen ever fucking again. The monkey starts to become like afraid. The monkey starts like basically wincing because there's a drunk person screaming at him. So again, a magician brought out a monkey, which should be full of awe and wonder. And this guy's so dead. Soul so dead, he just starts screaming at the monkey like it's his ex-wife that like ruined him.
Yeah.
And it's like, the monkey starts to be afraid, and then the magician just basically is just like, "Well, that was the show."
We gotta wrap this.
Yeah, wrap it up. And literally, it just like I was like, I'm like trying to do. I'm like, can I help? Literally, what can I do? And he's I'm like, sort of just help him carry the trunk to the car, and he's just like, yeah, I've never seen a person leave so quickly in my life. He's like, yep, thanks, and just like kind of like just dips. I look back, and then my dad's just like, well, happy birthday. So.
That's even close to you.
No. It is.
Oh, my God. If any of it. Dude, it would be so funny if the capuchin monkey, like, was just getting screamed at, and he just pulls out a cigarette and just starts smoking it in the guy's face.
Yeah, just. Just like, I had a rough day, too.
Yeah.
Living in this trunk.
Oh, holy shit. Well, that's a corker. We gotta get to the Patreon, bro.
We do. And check out the Lincoln Lodge every night of the week. Great comedy.
And also, if you're listening, if you're watching, review us on Apple Podcasts.
For the love of God.
That really could help us out a lot if you just give us
four
stars. Even a four, like, you
be critical.
Yeah,
say 4.5 to be quite honest. They should try harder.
But yeah, I'd like some honesty.
Make this work for the 5.
Yeah,
maybe do a 3.5 and say, you know, I'd like, I'll call you guys with feedback.
Honestly, any clicks are good clicks on that website. Yeah.